Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. Somewhat of an odd show because this is not really what was planned in the first place, but we're going to roll with it. Like this fabric that ripped off my pants just now. I was like, oh, I'm not changing, so the show must go on. Hey! Okay. And now this one over here is going to criticize me for the next two nights off of what I just said, and for anything else that he finds unusual. Please welcome the guy who makes nothing happen, Asada the Prodigy.
I run this show.
If you ran this show, it would be a disaster.
Number one, thank you for knowing that I will criticize you for that. And the reason why I criticize, it's healthy criticism. It's because I love you and I care about
and
you.
And the fact that I don't listen should be an indicator.
And
that
note how everybody still gets on you because you don't listen to me.
Exactly. And that's for
everybody. No, what do you mean exactly?
No. So here's the thing. I have other reasons and other things I want to do that is out of range of what you say I should do or suggest. So anything I do,
I just don't want you looking stupid.
Which is suggesting stuff that I should do, which is,
it's for your own good. It's like offering somebody who hasn't gotten a haircut in 4 years, can I cut your hair? Like, I don't care if you're a beginner barber. Better let that dude cut your hair.
Okay, ask the question. But if they say no, leave them alone. And that's the problem that you have and everybody else.
What if it looks terrible? What if they look like a bum?
Then that's your problem. You deal with
that's
that on your
problem,
own.
That's my problem?
Or
that's their problem?
If they're fine with it, then they can move on with their life.
Maybe I just don't if like they, seeing ugly people.
That's probably it. Because if they've
don't cancel no, me. No, no, I know because, Kimbrough said
because
that.
Because if they moved
don't
come on,
at me.
Asada, if they moved on with their life and they're okay with it and they're dealing with another project or another thing that they're doing in life and they're not worried about this, the only person who's worrying about that is the consumer or it's the other person viewing them. That's it. They have all the stuff they're pertaining to, but you're so focused on this one thing that they've been over. So whose problem is it?
All I can say is don't walk outside looking goofy because I know you personally don't want to look goofy. And let's say, there's something stuck in your teeth that you didn't know about. Oh my gosh, why are you telling me there's something stuck in my teeth? Because what if you're trying to get a girl number and they look at you weird because you got a piece of cauliflower on your teeth, bruh? Like, come on, bruh. I'll be doing this for the betterment of people. I don't just be calling people out thinking about what I want to think. Like, oh, watch the Lakers game tonight. I don't, like, bro, that's just personally me. I'm going to go watch the Lakers game, but I'm not gonna force the next man to go watch the Lakers game or to go root for the Ravens when they make the playoffs or something like that. That's just me. That's just what I do. I just say the stuff, the common stuff to help somebody out. Me personally, or most people, if somebody says, oh, you got food in your teeth, or you got food on your shirt, I would be like, thank you for letting me know. Because I don't walk out the house looking stupid. Or sometimes, or so like, son, you know, so y'all get what I'm saying. Come on, bro.
And but so I'm do back. I.
I'm back.
And so do I.
But I'm back. I love doing this show. I always think that they're so deserving of something when they do the bare minimum.
Actually, this is a good place to talk about this. A recent online forum found one user posing this question. Have you ever regretted telling someone something? And if so, why? So you guys, has this ever happened to you?
Yes, it happened to me today. I just be joking too much and people take the joke too serious. Like, I was messing around and I don't even know. I can't even say it on film.
Well, there's a fine line.
But
there's a fine line between,
matter of fact, I'm going to say it.
The time and the place for everything.
It was just, it wasn't even a bad, like, offensive joke. It was just like something I said where they were like, yo, yo, yo. But then I was like, nah, I'm just kidding. But they thought I was serious. And yeah, I'll be regretting telling stuff all the time. Every time I open up to somebody, that's why I don't really ever open about my feelings. Except I'm talking to God, but I don't really open up to people because this ain't helpful. Not everybody. A lot of people are hopeful. But some of y'all niggas, bro. I don't mean to call out the women. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But a lot of y'all can't keep y'all mouth shut. And that's why I don't open up to y'all. Because y'all sometimes, like, either number one, don't take me serious. Don't listen. Or don't even pick up the phone. Talking about you're there for me, then prove it. That don't even make no sense. I always regret telling people stuff, whether it's my business or whether it's opening up about my emotions. Cause every time it happens, what does it get me? It keeps me in the same spot I was before. Well, unless I'm talking sweet. To God. When I'm talking to God, I feel better. But when I'm talking to another human being, 95% of the time, I literally feel the same exact way I did before telling them. Or even worse, because I now realize and process I opened up. And opening up is a good thing. Do not keep your emotions bottled up inside. Talk about your feelings. Talking about your feelings is a way to cope. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to cope. And it's a great way to let your emotions out and let people know how you feel. But me personally, opening up to some people, when I just process it and I really was just real about just my feelings and just how I feel, bro, I just feel like an idiot after, bro. Because it's like, yo, why did I do that, bro? Like, you know? So, I mean, watch who you say your stuff to. But, I mean, that can be taken both ways. You can regret saying something to somebody because maybe you were angry and you said something that you shouldn't have. Maybe your emotions was going rapid. Maybe you were upset and you said something that you didn't really mean. Or maybe you were just making a funny joke that your friends took serious and now they won't let you off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but yeah, I regret saying stuff to people all the time. That's why I be like, God, please allow me to tame my tongue. Tame my tongue, God. Let me watch my words. You feel me? A fish with its mouth closed never gets caught. You feel me? Make sure y'all be careful who y'all talking to, bro. Speak with purpose. And in Ecclesiastes, it say, the more words you speak, the lesser the value. And that's real. Solomon knew what's up. Now you need to listen too. What you got to say about this, dude?
I've noticed that the amount of regrets that I have when I speak to someone have decreased so much, especially now, because I feel like I have a discernment. This is the only time I have discernment, though, because I don't have the discernment about anything else off the top of my head. By the time I watch this, I'll be like, oh, I didn't remember to say that about how I had a discernment about this thing in my life and how I pay attention to this certain thing. But I will say, for saying stuff to people, that's one thing I know for a fact. I feel like I can also tell who it'll really gravitate to. So that's why my regrets for telling somebody, especially personal information, like you were saying, I don't have that many regrets. Have I regretted, to just answer the question just in full? Of course, I've regretted telling something to somebody and it went wrong. Usually I'm upset or worse than even that, you know, I'm in tears for the rest of the night because no one really knows how I feel about certain things. Not going to even go there because I have a list, literally. Dealing with every aspect in my life, I have a list, but we're not going into that because that's for another day. I think if, for me, I can't speak for anybody else, I always say for me, because when you say for me, it points the direction of you. You're not, maybe this is just me, but I don't like teaching people stuff because they can either take it or leave it. So I just want to say, when you do that, if someone's wearing headphones, that's in their ear. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because you did that on like 47, you did this. I'm like, if someone's wearing headphones, they can hear that, bruh. So like, just try not to scrape it on the stool, because that irritates the ear. Seriously. Yeah. So like, that's my thing with telling people stuff. I'd be having deep conversations about that too. I'm like, to my friends. I'm like, I would never say anything like this and this and this to this and this and this person. I don't care how... I don't care who you are.
Are we done?
For this segment. We're going to switch seats for the next segment and stools into chairs. There's more of the Ado Show after this.
Stay tuned.
Stick around. Welcome back to the Ado Show. All right, so this segment that I'm about to do, I've never done before. There was no screen test, no rehearsal, no nothing. But I brought Asada still with me, guest co-hosting. And this segment is called Asada and Friends. I couldn't think of another topic or another title, so this is what we're going for right now. Alright, so joining me today are Asada's friends. Well, please welcome Gio, Landon, Damien, Julian, and Q. What's up, y'all? Y'all like over there, and then y'all over there, but I got another camera over there. What's up, y'all? So they don't know what they're doing yet, so this is gonna be a surprise to them. So what y'all gonna do is just answer topics. So y'all can just, I'm going to ask a topic and we're going to talk about it for a few minutes. I only have a limited of time, but everybody gets to speak on whatever they want to say. And you can be as real as y'all want and, bro, bro, and all
Q,
that.
Q, flip your camera, bro.
Are you doing GTA right now?
And I'm going to keep this rolling. I'm going to keep this rolling. And yeah, I'm just gonna keep this early.
All right, y'all
ready? Y'all cool over there?
Yeah,
they're fine. Okay, go ahead.
I'm good.
Go ahead.
All right, so first question, we're gonna dive straight into this show with some relationship questions.
That's all we got.
Everybody know I got the most this year. First, everybody know what Dirty Mackin is, right? Like, when you try, you about a spit game. Right. Somebody random.
Just everybody know what is?
What Dirty Mackin is. Like, you trying to spit game, and then some random just comes in and just messes you up.
It's the equivalent to cock block.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah, I just didn't hear what he said. Yeah, I know.
What's y'all opinions on that? Like, how do y'all handle that?
Well, Yo, can I say
Veronica?
Landon doesn't know how, he has no experience.
All right, let's start off with Damien, bro.
You're in the car.
How do I handle that?
Why are you talking?
Damien, let's start off with you, bro. What's your opinion on Dirty Mackin, bro?
It's weird. It's weird. I've never done it. Mm-hmm. Nobody's done it to me, but
yeah, stop lying.
Can I say my opinion real quick?
Yeah, Landon.
Yeah, go ahead, Landon.
I got to experience this firsthand. Damien, my friend Joel was talking to a girl. Actually, he was doing more than talking. He was just having a deep conversation with her, and just Gio and Damien just ruined it all.
All right, bro.
The look on Joel's face was just so sad.
It was not my fault.
Damien's lying. He's the king of that. Anyway,
It was not my fault.
We're asking how you feel about it. We're asking how you feel about it now.
Yeah, what's your opinion on it? How do you handle that, bro?
I'm asking for you to start exposing people, bro.
I handle it. I mean, I smack them. That's how I handle it.
All right. Julian, you up next, bro. What's your opinion on that type of stuff, bro? I'm not exposing stuff, bro. What's your opinion on it?
No, we can't hear you.
Wait, really?
Julian.
No, we can't hear Julian. We can't hear Julian.
I'm stupid. All right.
Julian, where do you mean that, bro?
Julian, hold up no cards, bro.
Hold on. No. We're going. Julian, you good, bro? You straight?
Yo, Julian just knows all about that because he be going crazy in school, bro.
All right.
Crazy in school.
Oh, he's typing.
I think. He's typing his thing.
Why is he typing, bro? This is what I mean, bro.
Because his audio now. Maybe
if he just, you know, uses his phone, just hangs up. Maybe he can use his phone. Maybe we can hear him.
Yeah, bro. Bass is going anyway, bro.
What? Like,
bro.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
God.
All right, bro. Number one, y'all not about to call me one. Y'all not about to call me one because, for one, that was not my fault. We was just looking for Joel, okay? That was Jamie's fault, bro. Yeah, she had to make it all crazy. And for two, all the times I see you and Grace talking in the hallway by yourself, I never go up to you, bro. I always leave you alone. So I'm about to really show you. I'm about to really show you how bad it could get, bro.
I'm about to really show you how bad it could get, bro.
Just remember you said that, bro.
All right, Key, what's your opinion, bro? What's your opinion on Dirty Mackin?
It's weird, bro. If you do it, I don't know, man. You're a weird person.
We'll probably never do Key with us.
I've never done it.
Damon, bro.
Think you got hit and think you're all that. Shut up.
Damon, you're talking so much. You're in the car, bro. Shut up.
Land it.
Yeah, I hope you get a flat tire. I think it's just weird.
Wait, you said you hope what?
He gets a flat tire.
The flat tire.
Like, who wishes that, bro? You're weird.
Yo, Landon, shut up.
Landon.
Yeah, bro. This dude Julian was just alone with Grace, right?
Julian, nobody.
And he was talking trash about me, like behind my back with Grace this one night, bro. And I literally caught them.
He caught you.
We gonna slide to the next question, bro. Why am I appearing Dirty Mackin, bro? Dirty Mackin, if you do it, you're weird, bro. You gotta let your man just be by himself and just spit game, bro. Like, you can't be messing that up.
But, I totally agree with you.
That's
Arthur.
What I'm saying. So, like, we gonna slide to the next 100%. Question now. So, what's the next question,
Mr. Austin? Can we get to the next question, please?
That's what I'm saying. We going to the next question,
oh,
bro.
Damien, is this your?
All right, let's just move.
I'm
sorry. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Next question.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Some people believe that when you marry a person, you also marry their family. So maybe there's some truth to that, obviously. You know, families coming together. But what happens if you don't get along with your in-laws? Is your marriage doomed? Mm-hmm. Well, a user on core.com asked, do you have to get along with your in-laws for the relationship to be successful? So you guys, what do you think?
I'll go first. I don't get along with Grace, so my answer is no, you don't.
What?
No, that's not even the question.
What are you even talking about?
Bro, it's like, yo, girl's family, bro. Do you think you have to get along with your girl's family for your relationship to go well?
Yes, you do.
All right, so Damien said yes. Gio, what about you, bro? Julian said yeah. Gio, what about you?
Yes, bro, they don't like you, they're not gonna let that happen, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they can't stop, like, the relationship, bro. Like, they're still, you're never gonna be able to go to none of their gatherings, bro. Nothing like that, bro. Like, you're just cut. You're cut.
Key, what's your thoughts?
That person's gonna, like, think blood over, you know, like, this relationship. So she's obviously gonna, you know, be on the side of the family. So if you don't work well with the family, not gonna work well with her. Yeah.
Landon, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with Q.
Yeah, like, of course, like Gio was saying, if the girl family don't rock with you, bro, like, they not gonna really, like, support the relationship. Like, I've seen moments where
I've seen that go down. Horrible. It ain't no joke.
I really ain't supposed to be speaking.
I ain't supposed to let y'all do the work. But I'll tell you, there's something else right here. And I ain't going to go too into it because I don't want this person to be mad at me. But yo really got his, like, kicked out of the parents' house because he was just messing around. And I'm like, yo, you should already know, prioritize that first. If you're going to be this responsible man, you know, I'm just talking to the men right now. At least have some sort of consideration, because like, as corny and cliche as it might sound, like, you know, you still have to, you know, be considerate of the girl's parents. You feel me? Like, respectful, mm-hmm. responsible, all that. Like, make sure you good. You feel me? And all, like, I'm just, you know, just being real. But yeah, we know this, but yo, actions
Oscar,
speak louder.
Mr. Oscar, do you get along with the Mitchells?
All right, bro. You're weird for that, bro. Next question. You're actually weird for that, bro. But to answer your question, yes, I do, bro. But next question, bro. Like, you're actually strange for that.
Okay.
Damn, I should kick you out with a call for that, bro.
We got one more. We made it through two. Let's do three.
Matter of fact, hold on. Damien. We going to talk about you and Larray, bro? Next question.
I just want to say this. Once this comes out, I'm not deleting this. Anything y'all say. I'm putting outtakes.
Shut up. Landon, do you get along with the Krabbit family?
Damien, you're strange.
Nah, Mr. Krabbit don't like nobody, bro. He don't like nobody,
bro. Gio,
he's especially not gonna like you.
He'll run you over with that track. He always
doesn't
like
you, Gio. Literally, only doesn't like you.
All right.
Well, he thinks he's so cool in his little
yo,
like,
next question,
truck,
Gio.
All right, here we go. I'm running on limited time. Okay.
Next question.
So one user recently asked a question on the Ask Reddit forum about when is the appropriate time to define the relationship? So say you've been dating somebody for some time now. It's been 3 weeks or so. Maybe even longer. You don't know if you guys are exclusive. You don't know what the situation is. So you might just end up in a situation where you're catching feelings and that person doesn't want to be in a relationship. So, you know, it's a very important question to ask. So you guys, when is the right time? What do you think is the right time to ask? What are we?
If you're not, you gotta start off the relationship by knowing what y'all are. Like,
bro,
you can't.
Like, couple
yeah,
months.
Yeah, right, but
bro, yeah, you gotta like, yeah. bro, you gotta start off the relationship by knowing what terms y'all are on, bro.
Yeah,
you don't
get in one until you know college.
Yeah,
you don't mean anything.
Like, bro, imagine you know in a relationship, you think that's your girl, bro, and then your girl just think, oh yeah, that's
bro.
Just my friend, bro. Yeah,
if you ask a girl what are we in the first week, you are a goof.
I have an example. Like, I have a friend named Gio, and he had a girl named Emily, and they thought it was gonna last forever. But high school, it doesn't mean anything.
Who? When did I ever say
yo,
that?
Damon, stop speaking on personal relationships.
Go on mute, bro. You're in the car, bro. No one can even see you, bro. You might as well go on mute. Like,
Gio, what's your thoughts on the question, bro? Like,
what's the question again?
What? When do you think it's like? I don't even know. When is the right time to ask? Like, what? Like, to define a relationship? What's the right time to ask? Are you guys like dating or exclusive or whatever?
I mean, like, it depends on like. You shouldn't get into it if you don't know like what.
Bro,
it is.
Damien, shut up.
And like. It depends on how unclear it is, bro. Like, sometimes it's not clear. So, I mean, you should clear that up.
I
you shouldn't keep going if it's not
clear,
bro. Huh?
I guess it was crystal clear for you. It was only 3 days in a relationship.
Okay,
bro.
Why are you speaking on past stuff, bro? Get out
of fact,
there.
Damon, you need to chill out, bro. Real talk.
No.
Calm down, Brody. But, Julian, what's your thoughts on that, bro? You typing, bro? Your thoughts? Oh, your mic,
bro. Julian, you just look so dumb.
Bad. What?
You said bad. Yeah, just bad. All right.
All right, it's just bad. All right.
Bad. Facts. Like, you should start off the relationship. Like, usually, start of a relationship starts off. Somebody asks the other person out, and that pretty much sets the line, sets the boundary. We in a relationship. If that don't happen, y'all are not in a relationship.
So, like, it's just not real.
Right. And let me say this, because yeah. I know time is running out, and I know I'm just like, okay, it's good that you guys, I thought this would be long, but you guys keeping it short and peppy, because y'all probably been through this 15 times, but all right, cool. No, for real, though. Like, if you're going on the first date, and then second date rolls around, third date rolls around, then it's like, okay, what are we doing? Why are we playing husband and wife? Why are we playing boyfriend and girlfriend? What you're doing is wasting time. Your time time is so significant. It's so important. And the one thing, and I talked to Incognito about this, and this has to do with life too. The one thing you don't want to do is waste time. So what are we doing? Why are we playing here? Okay. And this is what I tell my friends this as well, because I don't care how old you get. It's the same reoccurring problems that, you feel me? Not me personally, but people my age be having an older. So it's just like, yo, like, get your priorities straight right then and there. It don't have to be on the first date. It don't have to be on the third date. But somewhere along the lines, it's going to come a point where it's like, okay, I'm getting tired. You know, we keep doing this. So, you know, that's why I think, and this is, I'm just speaking for some women, because I know some women say this. They don't like playing. They just want to, like, they want to know, like, what are we doing?
They be the ones playing the games, though. That's what I'm saying.
True, but then they be the same ones, and I know.
They don't know what they should be contradicting themselves.
I know. We should have women on the show to talk about this, but it's a whole situation then. But thanks for,
you should just know what y'all was before, bro. Like, y'all should set the boundaries. Already know what's going on. Communication is key. You just got to know what's going on between person you talking to, person you with.
There's more to do, so after this, stick around. Welcome back to the Adu Show. This segment is called Artist Pick.
All right, so here's how this game working, called Artist Pick. I asked the guys their favorite artists, their favorite rappers, singers, all that. They responded, and now we got a couple picks between some of the most fire artists in the game right now. So first question, we gonna start off. NBA YoungBoy or Sofego?
YoungBoy.
NBA Sofego
is kind of falling off.
Everybody going YoungBoy. So what is Sofego like? He only got one good song, bro. It's called Everyday, bro. That's the only good song by Sofego I know.
Yeah, Everyday.
That's what I'm saying. All right, everybody say YoungBoy.
Yeah.
I'm saying Sofego.
You say Sofego.
Bro, the one thing you said, you're not funny.
Come on, bro.
In his room, just smiling, thinking we're laughing.
Always has to be not laughing.
All right, next one, we gonna go to the next one, bro. Nah, I think YoungBoy better, bro, for sure.
Yeah, YoungBoy better, bro.
J. Cole or Drake?
Yeah,
J. Cole.
Drake.
Are you dumb, Lennon Curry?
Really? I will argue this with you. I'm a J. Cole fan.
Bro, Drake. Bro,
I like J. Cole, but I think I like Drake's music better, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Drake music is definitely way be hitting.
Drake music be hitting, bro. Like J. Cole's most though. Definitely talented. He's one of my favorites, but Drake has not. Drake don't miss, bro.
J. Cole's real. He talks about realness in his music. Y'all. Don't
I agree with you. I agree with
you. Yeah, Landon.
But Drake hits just way more.
Y'all are thinking, well, y'all think musically, but it's okay, cool.
But not Drake. Yeah, I think Drake better.
No, no, I see what you mean. I know what you're talking. Man, that's why I said
Drake. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. See, this is why Landon's my second favorite person on this call.
Who's the first?
I said it, man.
G too tough. Anyway. Yeah. Tough?
Yeah.
Number one?
Big G. Hey, Big G, Big G, Big G.
All right, next one, bro. Next one. Lil Tech or Baby Tron? Lil Tech or Baby Tron?
I really like Lil Tech, but I'm just going to say Baby because he's Baby actually Tron. Like my...
Bro,
like,
that's I listened to Baby Tron today for the first time, bro, to see what he's about, bro. I'm going Tech, bro.
No, you gotta listen to the right songs,
bro. You gotta listen to Manute Bull.
All right, yeah. Send me.
Yo, Damien, don't listen to what Damien is saying. By the way,
Manute Bull, December 1st, and what is it called? Hold on.
Are y'all saying Baby Tron, but me?
Me and it's mainstream Tron, bro. Listen to those two songs.
Anybody say Lil Tecca?
You just named three of the worst songs I've ever heard by him.
Waiting, bro. Oh, I know Baby Tron more than you, bro.
Baby Tron got to be around for a little bit longer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I
kind of coming up.
All right, we rolling to the next one,
though. But I'm just still.
I'm just glad We Love You, Tekka. He never dropped We Love You, Tekka, bro.
Bro, We Love You, Tekka, bro. That album in 2019, bro. It was so good, bro. It just didn't make any sense. All
right, next comparison. Lil Durk or Lil Baby?
I didn't listen to either of them, so I can't really say. Dirk, baby, though. Man, that's a baby. Straight plug and V. That's a baby, yeah. I'm gonna go with baby on that, bro. Like Lil Durk, Lil Durk's all right. I don't really listen to Dirk that much. Yeah, I say baby, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna go baby. Yeah, he's a Dirk didn't slide. Wow, shut your... Bro, I knew he was gonna say.
All right, Juice WRLD or Lil Uzi?
Damien, you will not say that to us.
Wait, Juice WRLD or who? Juice WRLD or who?
He's gonna say
Juice or Uzi, bro.
I said Juice WRLD or
Uzi.
I knew they were gonna say that. I knew they were gonna say that. I don't know none of them. I knew they were gonna say Uzi too.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, yo. Gio, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on that, bro? Juice WRLD. I know you're a big Juice WRLD fan, bro. Juice WRLD or Uzi?
Me?
Yeah, Gio, what's your thoughts? I know you're a big Juice WRLD fan.
He's the biggest Juice WRLD fan in the world.
Bro. I'm obviously going Juice.
No.
You're such a clown. No,
bro. I'm going to go Uzi on that, bro. Uzi got too many hits, bro. Like 20 Minutes, Neon Guts, Homecoming. Those my favorites by Uzi, of course. But yeah, I'm going to go Uzi on that one.
The only thing is Uzi. No,
per GOL, per usual.
Hey, what'd you say?
I said, that's an L for you, bro. For usual.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Wait. He said Juice WRLD is better than Uzi.
Yo, what's your background, bro?
All right, next comparison, bro. 21 Savage or Yeet?
Yeet, bro. Come on, bro.
21 Savage.
I'm most definitely going 21,
bro.
21 in my top.
I don't even listen to 21. That's tough.
Oh my!
I don't know. That's really tough.
I don't even listen to 21 like that, but I still.
Bro, that's like a weird comparison, but like I can like actually like think about that one. That's okay. It's like
neither. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Nah, 21.
Yeah, because that's also a thing. I don't really listen to like either of them.
Like both of them, pretty good in my opinion. I used to be a consistent Yeet hater, but like Q knows, but I listened to some of Yeet. I actually listen to Yeet, bro. Like,
oh, Q's offended.
Yeah, like I've been listening to Q. I've been putting Yeet on the playlist, and he's actually Yeet, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, you listen to straight Juice, bro, in 2022.
No, I do not.
But I'm most definitely.
You have literally no idea where I listen to, bro. I don't know why you. Just because he's my favorite.
Your man's already run out of music, bro. You still gonna be listening to the old stuff.
We got one more.
Do you not listen to other artists' old stuff?
Y'all are wasting this man's time.
we got one more comparison.
This is my favorite group. We gotta have y'all in person.
We got one more comparison, bro. Well, for the last one, I'm going 21. 21, he the best artist when it comes to features and even on his own, he's fire. But
No. Next comparison, the best when it comes to features.
21? What? Yeah. 21? 21 has the best features. Like, 21.
Gunna is the best when it comes to features.
No, he's not, bro. It's most definitely Drake or 21, bro.
Next one. We're running out of airtime.
Next comparison, though, because we're running out of time.
We're running out of airtime, so we're going to do this last one right here.
Last comparison right here. Playboi Carti or Jack
You
Harlow?
Got 1 minute to say it.
Carti or Jack
Harlow? Cardi
is trash, but yeah.
Cardi or Jack Harlow?
Trash, bro. Cardi is not trash.
He definitely fell off. Nah, Harlow going to
put you in first class, bro. Like.
All right, bet. Wait, like, I'm sorry. I know I'm looking at the time right here. I'm looking at the time over here, and we're at 50 seconds. But thank you guys for joining me for this. Gio, Landon, Damien, Julian, Q. Did I miss anybody? No? Y'all all cool. I hope to see y'all in person. Y'all gonna come in for another taping. I want to see y'all do that. We'll do a whole show with y'all. But this Zoom call is about to end in 30 seconds, so I'll see y'all later. There's more of the Ado Show after this. Stick around. Welcome back to the Ado Show. My guest for today is somebody you've seen so many times on this show before, so I'm not going to give him a whole big introduction. Help me welcome my boy, the little one. I know he don't like it. I'm not going to call him that. Dime. I'm going to look back at this and I'm going to be like, I should have not called him that. Yo, you've been hanging out with me. I know you. So he's been hanging out with me, seeing me set up all this stuff. And I know you.
He did most of the work.
I know you're bored. I know you.
Yeah.
I know you were. You're bored. But you came early. I'm like, I'm glad you've seen this early, so you know how much work this takes.
I thought I could help more.
Yeah. Well, I would like to for you to help more, but there's some things I feel like you should have seen. You should see me put in before I get you hands on stuff.
Yeah.
And even if you don't do like. Plug in stuff here or whatever, you'll do it somewhere else. I promise you. Even if it's not in this type of setting.
I don't have a good posture. Let me just
fix that. I gotta fix my posture. I don't know what it is. I've been doing so much all day, so this is kinda like whew for me. And this is a whole kids edition, I should say, episode of the show.
Honestly. I'm not a kid, I'm a tween.
Okay.
I'm close to 13, okay?
Okay.
I'm not that young. Not 5 anymore.
Well, what you be posting on YouTube shows a lot about your age.
What? No. Yeah. I only do shorts.
He said, I'm not trying to make fun of you. All right, you cool. Nah, but let's
There's some cringe content in my YouTube.
Well, I've seen it, and probably some other people have. That's why I don't watch you like that. No, I'm playing. I'm fine. You better not say
in the comments that my stuff is cringe.
No, but like
I'll find you.
But see, here's the thing. He'll gain like 200,000 like views on a short, and then
I already got one.
No, but see, here's the thing. And you make would you call it cringy content that you make?
That like, video's kind of cringe.
Are you at least proud of every single video, even if it's cringe? That you release?
Not really.
Exactly. This is my question.
I just post some stuff. Yeah.
So what do you do this for? Like, what do you... Like, why?
Trying to set goals.
Okay. Okay. So what's crazy about today is it's been about a year since you actually been on the show. Which is
you
so
left
funny.
Me out.
I didn't leave you
I'm
out.
I'm kind of disappointed at you.
What?
I'm kind of disappointed at you.
What did I do?
You didn't allow me to.
Look at him. He's standing up. He's walking away.
I'm kidding.
I'm like. At this point. Well, we have more of the Ado Show. We're having technical difficulties. Everybody. Let me sit down before I get in trouble. Anyway, yeah, it's been a year now that I think about it. And it's been very, very hectic and very, very interesting to see your
progression, and then you came up to me saying, "Oh, I got this, I got that," and I'm like, "Okay, I see you, bro." But like,
I didn't mean it like that.
No, I'm fine. I know. No, but you're supposed to be excited. You're supposed to be energetic. I'm not. No. Because look, yo, you should have seen me when I was like 11, 12, when I came in with a new snare drum, and like the people in the music room and stuff who were older than me, people who I've seen play for like years, and they're 19, 20, and they see me with a snare drum and they're like, "Oh my gosh, that's cool." And it's not like they're taking advantage of me, but they're like, "I want to try it. I want to see what you have, man."
Yeah, it
and
looks
stuff
cool. It's right there.
Oh yeah, these will be replaced. I told you this, bro.
No.
Yeah, bro.
You never told me this.
Really? All right. Well, I'm telling you them on camera.
You're replacing the drums?
Yeah, bro.
I told my dad.
No, I told your father.
I thought you went to go get the milk.
What?
Nothing. You guys might get that.
We're not making no. The people with his age will get that. I won't get that.
Gen Z joke.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I'm a part of
not
that.
Not Gen X.
Well, can we go into that for a sec? Because I don't get that. So what's, I know, what's Gen X?
It's,
Or what time?
Back generation of Gen Z.
The Latin generation?
No, the last generation.
Okay, I got you.
Gen Z.
I know there's somebody looking at me like right now, like, dude, you're supposed to know that.
He doesn't, guys. No. He doesn't.
I don't know why people think I'm supposed to know everything. Yo, I'm still learning. You think because I'm on camera,
old.
I'm supposed to know?
He's not a boomer yet,
I'm not
though.
Old.
I was about to say you're a boomer.
Boomers and millennials. I wish my boy Justin Diaz was here.
Are you a millennial?
Am I a millennial?
Yeah.
No. I could have been one if I didn't miss the mark because I'm a... Nah. Yeah. I could have been.
I don't know if a Gen Z was 14 years old or under. I don't really know.
Gen Z? I think it's people that are born after 2000 or 2005. Somebody correct me if you see me in person, if I'm wrong, but I believe it's that. I remember talking to my friend about it. I've talked about that on my show, or people will mention boomers and millennials and Gen Zs and Gen Xs and all this stuff and whatnot. Imagine what it'll be like in 40 years. All your YouTube videos, all this generation, you will be the old one. Imagine you being old, bro. Imagine you being old.
I don't want to grow a mustache.
You don't want to grow a mustache?
No.
Well, you don't have to.
I'm already growing one. I have a faint one.
Wait. So, I have a question. So, do you... I don't know why, but I feel like I have more... I see more of my facial hair on screen than in person. Do you have that same problem when you're filming YouTube videos or no? Not like you have facial hair, but I feel
I don't not know.
Why am I asking him this question? He has no facial hair of any sort.
It's my turn to ask the questions now.
What your turn? We haven't even. See, it's funny. This is, notice I have nothing in my hand, or you don't hear anything fidgeting around or whatever, because I didn't prepare anything. So I told him we're just gonna talk about you, and now we're talking about me. So go ahead. What do you wanna?
What's your favorite?
What's your favorite chewing gum flavor? You wanna do this right now?
Yeah. What's your favorite chewing gum flavor?
I'm sorry. Mint. I love mint. Look how violent he was about to be. See, I'm a city.
I don't like mint.
No, I'm fine. You don't like mint?
No.
Get out. No, I'm fine. No. I like mint because I really love mint because it really soothes my stomach. If I'm eating something greasy, it'll affect my stomach. I need mint. If I am just feeling yucky in my mouth, I eat mint. I like to have my mouth. Huh?
I might get embarrassed from this chewing gum name, but or get made fun of. I like Hubba Bubba.
How is anybody still watching this episode while we're talking? I feel like you are losing brain cells right now.
I only have one brain cell.
I feel like you're not supposed to have one brain cell. You're supposed to have more than one brain cell. Please comment. I feel like we need to do our research on this, like, because I've talked about this with my cousin. I feel like you're supposed to have more than one. I know you're supposed to have more than one.
It's supposed to be a joke.
I'm talking in reality. This is not Kenan Thompson.
I'm just saying that I'm like. It's a joke. I'm just saying like I'm different and I'm like lower IQ than everybody else. I'm like a goldfish. I have bad memory. I thought we did the last show like 5 days ago with me.
Are you serious? Maybe. Called you saying I have nothing prepared. Okay.
I have bad memory.
Okay, let's... Okay. Well, you have... What? Can you at least back that up with an example or something about why you have bad memory? Because I'm like, I feel like I don't even know you like that, bro.
I got dropped on my head as a kid. I'm kidding. But my brother, when I was like 2 or 3 years old.
Can I say this right now? So funny. I can imagine a group of 19-year-olds watching this right now in a room. Picture this, and they're watching you.
My brother's 19.
Your brother's 19. All right, cool. So imagine if there was a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds watching this in one room. Me talking to you. I don't know why they would even do this. This is why I can't take interviews seriously. This is why I don't do podcasts. Because when you have someone like him on the show. No, I'm playing. You're not a bad person. You're not a bad person. It's okay. You're not a bad person. Look. So I don't even want to dab you up at this point. Because you just.
Why?
You're just you. Nah. We ain't.
Don't leave me hanging.
That's not how you do it. There we go.
How? You hurt my hand.
You're going to have to hurt a lot of other people's hands. Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, let's get to business.
Okay.
How active are you on your YouTube channel? How are we doing?
I haven't posted for 10 days, but then... Really?
Really?
But about like two hours ago, I posted something.
Up to date? Today?
I'm supposed to post, like, every day once.
So, did you set a goal for yourself for that? Because I think we talked about this last year.
No, we talked about it, like, yesterday or 2 days ago.
No, I'm talking about, I'm talking about when the last time you were on the show, you were talking about how active you are and whatnot and what you... Something along those lines or something like that. So do you have a specific goal you're trying to accomplish by 2023 or whatever? Because I know you were so on this 1,000 subscribers, literally like 20 tapings ago. Look at you. You probably don't even remember.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I feel like you're just very. I need to sink to your level right now because you're just like right. You're right. He's just like right.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back. Right. I'm back. Yeah. You just were really on this subscriber thing. I need 1,000 subscribers. I will play back what you said.
I need to
this.
Was that like episode 12?
Last year, huh?
Is that like episode 12?
No, 40.
Was my first episode here or up there?
It was here.
Wait, why did we do
You're podcast? Really proving that you have no bad memory. I mean, that you have no good memory.
good memory.
No, I'm playing. I don't want to say that because I feel like everybody has a good memory. We just don't try enough.
Huh?
Like, you are playing with me. Did you just ask why we are doing this? Why are we talking?
I would never say that. I've been waiting for this day for 2 weeks now.
Why am I laughing? That's like, I appreciate it.
He held me up.
No, I didn't do nothing. I was just trying to be prepared as possible so when he came, he wouldn't be disappointed when I told him I'm not prepared for you to come.
He lost his tripod.
Yeah, I did, which is why this episode that you're seeing now that we're taping today.
Can you buy me one?
Do I look like a bank?
Well, moms are. Do you know what mom stands for? Made of money. They're made of money.
Lesson on life with Dying 101 starts right now.
Dime 2022. Made of money.
Okay, so did we cover what we had to cover? I feel like we're just wasting time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's actually get on.
Yeah, so we talked. It's okay because we're stalling. That's good. So, okay, YouTube. You made it to a thousand subscribers. What's next? What's next? For the boy. If there's anything you want to stop YouTube. If you stop YouTube, that'd be cool with me. I'm not just why am I talking? YouTube. Why am I talking?
YouTube, never stop if you're YouTube. Watching this.
Never stop. If you are a creator, never stop.
YouTube, if you're watching this. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm playing. No, go ahead. Do whatever you want. This is a free space.
YouTube, if you're
actually. No. Just stand up. Do whatever you want. You want to stand? Go ahead, stand. You wanted to walk out of here anyway.
Right. YouTube, if you're actually watching this,
back please up.
please lower the watch count to 2,000 and not 4,000 watch hours.
You can be as close to the camera as you
please.
Want. Please. So wait, say that again. Just go ahead. I'm not going to talk while you're talking. Go ahead. Tell YouTube the message.
Lower the watch count hours. To 2,000 instead of 4,000. I need money.
Dying Paul. Everybody. Subscribe to him only on YouTube.com. You're not going to be entertained when you watch him, but. I'm playing.
You might get some laughs.
You might get some laughs and you might get some why does this kid do what he does? However, he be gaining views like crazy, so props to you. Good job.
It's because of my cringe.
Yes, it's because of your cringe, which I believe you're okay with. It's okay. It'll change.
I'm not okay. I just keep.
You might not change though, because there are some 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds who still do cringy stuff as creators, and it's okay because everybody has their own knack for creativity. I don't even like using that word knack, but that's what it is.
I have a question for you. Not like for the viewers.
All right, go ahead.
Who do you think is better, Mr. Beast or PewDiePie?
That's all the time that we have today.
Okay, I guess.
If I give my opinion, I'm going to have to make that out of a whole episode just because of the opinion I will answer right now. Which just because of the opinion that I have right now, I'm not answering that question.
I have the biggest debate. I mean, no, the biggest question in all of your lives. It's better than the last question I just said. Which is better? Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
I'm not having kids. Dying thank you for your presence, your company. Be safe.
Oh, speaking of kids, I posted a poll.
Okay, I can't.
This show was about to be me.
Subscribe to him. About me. We'll be right back. There's more of the Ado Show after this. We don't have any more time. I've wasted enough time.
I guess commercial break.
There will be a commercial break starting in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Ado Show. As you can see, we did not switch seats when we did that segment. I was thinking that I did. At the time that I filmed it with this guy, we didn't. And this was a pretty interesting episode. His friends are cool, though. I love them. I want them to do an in-person taping, though, because I feel like whenever we do Zoom calls, it's like, it's cool, but then at the same time, it's just like, it's a different vibe when everybody's in the room because you can see everything from a person. So all of you guys, every single, oh man, I think I didn't write your names down, but I feel like, because I'm supposed to say your names at the end of the show, but I'm gonna see if I can remember all of them. I feel like you want to say something, because you keep doing this.
I'm not, I'm just listening.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to read that one?
Yeah.
Okay, just that one. Mm-hmm. That's all the time that we have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, just head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of this show, you can, since this show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store.
And finally, make sure to tune into the Ado Show every day, only on YouTube.com. And on all other streaming platforms.
I am not going to ever tell you to tune in weekdays. Tune in every day. Only on YouTube. And everywhere else. If you don't watch YouTube, it's available somewhere. I know it is. Because I'm paying for these platforms to have my show. I want to say thanks to Austin the Prodigy, Daim, and Gio, Landon, Julian, Q, and Damien. Stay cool, live life, until next time.